The archery deer season is now open. Squirrel hunting's going full steam ahead, and fall fishing is red hot. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, our archers have now had their season opener and enjoying some very good fish hunting action, I would hope. And we're only a few days away from a very special season for young deer hunters. Illinois youths will be heading afield next weekend for the annual youth deer hunt. That's October 8th and 9th. A special hunt is set aside for youngsters possessing a valid permit for the special two-day season. And in recent years, the young hunters can harvest bucks as well as does. It was prior to 2007 when youths were permitted to only take antlerless deer. That's not the case anymore. These permits are offered through over-the-counter sales at all Illinois Department of Natural Resources licensed sales offices, and each permit is only valid for a specific county. The youth deer season is open only to Illinois residents who have not reached their 16th birthday by the first day of the hunt, which is October 9th this year. All participating youths must have completed an IDNR-approved hunter safety education course. And the outlook is indeed bright for these young hunters participating in this youth hunt. Though the crop harvest is still underway, biologists say whitetail numbers are excellent throughout West Central Illinois. And as a reminder, young hunters must be accompanied by a non-hunting parent, guardian, or responsible adult who has in his or her possession a valid firearm owner's identification card. Both participants must wear the required blaze orange cap and upper garment of a minimum of 400 square inches of solid blaze orange material, and shooting hours are a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset. Now, this is important. This rule also applies to archers and squirrel hunters heading out during the special youth firearm deer season scheduled for October 9th, 8th, and 9th. During these 2 days and in counties open to the youth hunt, all hunters except waterfowl hunters are required to wear a cap, an upper outer garment of solid blaze orange covering at least 400 square inches. A recent state law opened the youth hunt to all counties except Cook, DuPage, Lake, and that portion of Kane County east of Route 47. The law also allows youth deer hunter participants with a valid permit to take antlerless or antlered deer. And as we says, all local counties are included in this youth hunt, so this is a great opportunity to get these young hunters out and enjoy some great hunting action. A number of IDNR managed sites in counties that are also open to the youth hunt are open. These participants heading to these sites are encouraged to contact the site for other special site regulations. Some of these sites require special permits or are limiting the number of hunters for safety purposes. So do keep that in mind if you're going to a DNR site for this youth hunt. And once again, the youth hunt is scheduled for October 8th and 9th. Hunting hours are a half hour before sunrise until a half hour after sunset. If you do have questions, you can contact the DNR at area code 618-462-1181, and they'll be able to answer your questions about this special deer hunt. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages. Everyone knows that properly processed and packaged meats taste better and keep longer. The same holds true for venison. Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate's deer processing specialists. They're open 7 days a week all season long to take in your deer, and they also welcome boneless deer meat for processing your favorite products. You can even have your fresh venison vacuum-packed for excellent freezer life. Illinois Deer Processing takes pride in processing quickly, having your products ready for pickup as soon as possible. Call 854-3455. Illinois Deer Processing at 201 Mount Street in Carlinville. Okay, we're back. And when it comes to fall crappie fishing and white bass fishing, the action has been excellent. In fact, at Wren Lake right now, crappie bite is very good. The fish are being caught in stake beds and brush piles in 2 to 16 feet of water. The fish are also being caught under the Sailboat Harbor Bridge and the Gun Creek Bridge along Route 154. They're hitting on minnows and jigs equally well, and the fish are beginning to transition into their fall pattern. It will still be a few weeks before the real fall bite starts, but this cool weather has already got some fish moving shallow, and the big fish are starting to turn on. The catfish bite remains good as well. It's still the Waltonville Dam, the Bonnie Dam, and the Ina Boat Ramp as the hot spots for shoreline fishermen, but anglers are drifting in boats and catching good numbers of fish. Cut shad seems to be the favorite bait. However, various live baits like nightcrawlers, liver, and shrimp are working well as some of the commercial baits. And the bass are in a fall pattern, with spinner baits being a huge player in the shallows. Numbers of bass are being taken taken at the mouths of the bays and have a good ditch or creek entering the back of them. Lipless crankbaits and soft plastics are working. The bass are scattered but shallow, less than 4 foot deep, and a lot of times if your trolling motor is not turning up mud, you're not around fish. And the bluegill, they're being caught in the backs of the necks with along the shallow water, along the rocks, red wigglers, crickets, and waxworms, all producing good fishing action. In the lake at Carlisle, catfish are rated very good. Lots of these fish are being caught on night crawlers, cheese baits, and leeches with pull and line anglers. Trout liners are finding their best success with leeches and cut bait, and some anglers are drifting with shrimp. The crappie bite remains good, getting better every day. The cooler weather is bringing the crappie into the rocks, and many of these crappie are being caught by the white bass anglers fishing these rocks. And like we said, the white bass action rated very good. We're hearing a lot of reports of shore fishermen starting to catch the white bass along the rocks, these windswept areas with inline spinners and jigs. White bass are still out in the lake, however, early in the morning and late in the evening, and the bite seems best with crankbaits or slab spoons. In the tailwater, white bass have slowed down some. They're still catching a few, seeing some hybrids, too, on occasion, with spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails producing most of these fish. The catfish and flathead are turning on in the river now. Cut shad, night crawlers are baits of choice. Anglers also having success with a variety of commercial baits. And the crappie bite rated only fair, only because they're not catching a lot of fish. They're catching a lot of fish, but not many of them have any size to them. And the sauger bite, it's rated fair with curly tails tipped with a minnow or night crawler bounced off the bottom by boat anglers drifting downstream from the dam. And at Lake Shelbyville, with the cooler weather, crappie fishing has really improved, and so has the white bass fishing. There's even been some walleye showing up at the cleaning stations, and limits of crappie have been fairly common. White bass fishing is also red hot. The water temperatures have now dropped into the upper 60s, and that has turned the bite on. The fish are hitting the feed bag. Most of the crappie are packed full of shad and very healthy. There's been quite a few fish in that 13 to 14 inch class caught this past week over shallow cover, and anglers are catching a ton of smaller fish every day. Try starting the day out fishing shallow about 4 feet, and once the sun gets high, move out to deeper water 12 to 15 feet. Big minnows seem to be working best for the big fish, but jigs are also producing some nice fish every day as well, and that will improve as the weather gets cooler. The white bass are falling for tail spinner lures, like Little George's, worked up and down the ledges. You can quickly fill the boat with a nice mess of fish if you can find the right ledge. You can also run the flats on the north end and throw inline spinners. These fish are so shallow that when you set the hook, they'll come clear out of the water. And the catfish bite, it's also going strong at Lake Shelbyville. All types of live and commercial baits working well. And the bass bite, too, it's turning into a fall bite now. Anglers are catching these fish considerably shallower than they were. Crankbaits, spinnerbaits, plastic worms, all working very well on these bass in the morning and evening hours. Back off a little bit during the day, and you'll still find good bass action. So there's plenty of good fishing to be had. Deer seasons are opening. Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene this week. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.